Now, with me in the studio is political analyst Iyeti Pehe. So, Mr. Pehe, what are the most probable post-election scenarios shaping up?
The scenario that everyone had talked about before elections, and that is a coalition of the Civic Democratic Party, the Christian Democrats and the Green Party, provided the Green Party makes it to the parliament in the end, because it is perilously close at this point to the threshold of 5%. But it seems to me that this is the most likely scenario, and in that case, of course, we will have a very unstable government, because the Green Party is actually two parties in one, and it will be very difficult for this party to really be a stable partner in such a coalition.
Oh, the Civic Democratic Party has won the elections promising change. Would it be able to deliver on its promises? It has some major challenges ahead. Reform of the pension system, reform. It's been promising tax reform, reform of the healthcare system. Would this be possible in such a setup?
Well, I think that anyone who follows politics, and especially Czech politics, must know that the nature of Czech politics is such that in the end we have coalition governments or weak minority governments, and that the policy of the government will be basically centrist. It was naive to expect that there would be a radical shift to the right or a radical shift to the left. In the end, of course, coalition politics require compromises, and this is what will happen again. So some of the extreme proposals by the ODS, such as the flat tax and a complete overhaul of the social welfare system, will not be implemented. There will be reforms, of course, but those reforms in the end, I think, will not be too different from reforms or changes that the Social Democratic Party would have introduced with its coalition partners had it won the elections.
Well, what if these power brokering talks break down? What is the alternative?
Well, I would argue that at this point, with the election results or estimates that we see, we are indeed very close to what many people talked about before the elections, and that is the Grand Coalition. It is quite possible that the Civic Democrats will not be able to strike a deal with the Green Party, and that means arithmetically that the only other possibility for a majority coalition is at this point a Grand Coalition. And that, in fact, may not be the worst solution. We have talked about reforms, and indeed the Czech Republic needs reforms in the areas such as pensions and healthcare and so on. And those reforms, should they last, should they be permanent, they need to be negotiated across the political center. If such reforms are introduced just by one side of the political spectrum, for example, a right center, right-wing government, as we've seen in Slovakia, they will not last, and the next government will try to change it. We can see now in Slovakia the same kind of rhetoric. The left that is leading in opinion polls is promising to change basically everything that was achieved by the previous government.
Well, we've seen it working in Germany even after an aggressive election campaign. But leaving aside the aggressive election campaign we've seen and the mudslinging between these two parties, their policy programs are worlds apart. Can they possibly find common ground for such reforms?
Well, I would argue that, in fact, their programs are not that much far apart. Recently, there was an interesting analysis in one of the Czech dailies in which they compared programs of various parties. And, in fact, they found the most common points in the programs of the Social Democratic Party and the Civic Democratic Party. That is because if we take off the extremes from both programs, then basically they find a lot of common points in the center. So I don't think that it would be that difficult to form a grand coalition, and I don't think it would be that difficult to find or present a common program. What is more difficult is the nature of Czech politics. That is the fact that Czech politics is a very personal business, and that politicians do not like each other. They cannot work with each other. The kind of political culture that exists in Germany is not present here. So what may be the biggest obstacle is not the programs, it may be simply the people who lead those parties.
Mr. Pehe, thank you very much.